It's a romantic idea that some people have the kind of gift to wrote something that can last for centuries.
What do you think is different about this music that makes it last for centuries? You'd mentioned some popular thing we had heard, and this idea that it might not be listened to 50 years from now because it'll be out of date or something, whereas you can take, so to speak, one page of Bach and we'll still listen to it 50 years from now. What is the quality that has that makes it listenable after such a long period of time?
Probably was the time when it was composed that it was completely different, no? Men were completely by themselves. There was not an industry behind. And also, if we were speaking about money, all the musicians wanted to live with their products. But I think that the society was completely different. So it was kind of golden age to express themselves.
So because they were able to just focus on it, the music has this...
Yes, also not having so many technologies. I mean, also a studio recording of the 60s. So right. Something changed completely at the beginning of the 20th century. What was before is a kind of ideal era in which the composer, the musician, was kind of a giant against the society. No, this is the romantic idea of the composer that had something so special to communicate that it was worth a life, that could change the society. Mm. It changed completely at the beginning of the 20th century, becoming something different. I don't make a judgment about it's better or worse, it's
right.
Just different.
Yeah, yeah, Okay. There's a lot of stuff that I used to listen to when I was a teenager, and I don't listen to it anymore. It feels like, oh, if I listen to it, wow, man, it's like nostalgic, it takes me back. But there's a lot of classical music that I do keep going back to, and it's just interesting to think about, like, why we go back to certain things and not other things. But maybe that's also part of the mystery of music, and it's subjective.